Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Well, I'm just sharing this on my, sharing this to my people. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of this word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen and amen. Come on, somebody give him praise. Come on, somebody bless him. Even right now, come on, just bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Be right back. Hallelujah. Sorry about that. Had to grab a piece of my technology here. Amen and amen. But listen, want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the Word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God doth man live. Good morning, Corey. So listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. And let's go to this word, man. I just want to encourage you today. Amen and amen. Because I know I'm not the only one, but listen, you're in a time of transition. You're in a time of transition. I'm going to say it right now. I'm prophesying to you right now. Some of you, high glory, you're going to be moving from state to other states, cities to other cities. You're going to be moving from one place of employment, either to another place of employment or doing your own business. You're going to go from debt, lack, and poverty to prosperity, wealth, overflow, and abundance. You're going to go from worry, fear, doubt, and unbelief to peace, joy, security, and safety. Ha, glory. Woo, my God, there it is right there. Safety. Ha, ha. I just heard the Lord say, you are safe. Ha, glory. I don't know if we have any people who like to watch baseball, but you know, sometimes when you try to steal a base and you go and you're running and then you slide, high glory, and the umpire goes, safe, high glory. I just heard the Lord say in your life, woo, in this season, you are safe, saith the Lord. Woo, my God, good morning, Eric. Hey, I sent you a scratch one. I'm almost finished. Working on the guitars and the vocals, my brother. But listen, 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 listen. Woo, my God, today is your day. You are safe. Oh, my God. Yeah, let me just go ahead and bring that up. Oh, my God. Someone's all up in the message. High glory. Hey, glory. But listen, we are in this time where we are in this set time right now. We are in this time of the Feast of the Lord. We're getting ready for the Feast of Passover. Amen. Which is going to be, we're going to be celebrating, and it actually starts tonight. Amen. It's glory. Hold on here. Where is it? Where is it? Where's my little slide? Here it is. Here it is. We're going to be celebrating the Feast of Passover on Sunday morning, 7:30. You can watch online. You can join in. Amen. And we're going to be going through what's called a Passover Seder dinner. Okay. Where they do the oral history. They do the background and the history of the first Passover, of the first Moedim, the first set time when God says, I am come down to deliver you, when he delivered the children of Israel out of the hands of the Egyptians, the slaves and the taskmasters, and he used Moses as his mouthpiece and prophet to speak, thus saith the Lord, so they could go from the land of Egypt, the land of not enough, to the land of more than enough, the land that flows with milk and honey. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, somebody give him praise right now. Amen. That's what we're going to be celebrating Sunday morning, 7:30. Please don't miss it. You are in a set time. You are in a set time. Set time. Well, let's go here. Before we get started, I just want to share this quick verse of scripture that, glory. We're going to go to Psalms 91 first. Amen. Father, I thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords in Jesus' name. Look at what it says in Psalms 91. And this is a good kickoff for where we are right now. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. Under the shadow of, well, first of all, you have two powers that be right here. When you see the phrase, the Most High, that phrase in the Hebrew is El Elyon. He's the Most High God. Amen. Okay. But then when you see the phrase, the Almighty or Almighty God, now you are in the presence of El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, okay? So right now he says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of El Elyon shall abide under the shadow of El Shaddai. Now, he didn't say in his hand, in his pocket. He says, if you are just close enough to be in my shadow, that's all you need. Oh, my God. Woo! Oh, my God. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh my God, God has created and declared that we are in a set time, a Moedim. You are in a Moed, a Moedim, an appointed time of God. This is going to be a time and season of favor on your life. Favor, his divine presence and influence on your life to prosper and be successful. Come on now. I declare and decree the favor of God rests upon your life. Woo, my God, my God. And Corey, I just heard this word for you. How glory. Just make the move and watch what God does on your behalf. You just make the move that what you were already thinking about doing, going from where you are, amen, to Albuquerque, and watch what God does on your behalf. He's waiting on you to make the move. In Jesus' name. He said, I've already gone before you, Corey, to make the crooked places straight. Woo, your provision, high glory, your wealth, your abundance, your help is where he is, and it's in that place. Oh, come on now. Woo, good morning, Sister Michelle. Oh, my God. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Woo, my God. Here is why it's secret. Because even in his shadow, the devil can't see you, hear you, nor touch you. Oh, my God, my God. Woo! Because the Lord said, it's a secret. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, Rekesha, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, here we go, here we go. Oh, I got, oh, Rakasha. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, Rekesha, Terabokosha. Father, I thank you. We receive that prophetic utterance that we are under your shadow. We are hidden. We are hidden in your shadow. Woo, we are in your secret place. Oh, my God, my God. Listen, we got to go here. Okay, Psalms 102. Okay, Psalms 102. Stay with me. Now, Brother Corey, now listen, make sure. Now, when the Lord gives you a prophetic utterance like that, you make sure that you seal that word by sowing a seed. You sow a seed into the hand of the prophet or the voice or the mouthpiece that share the word. So I put my cash up right there. That's what you have to see. Now listen, for anyone who heard that and you receive it, go ahead and then you sow a seed on it. So that way you can receive what God has for you. Sowing, listen, when a prophetic word, when you are in ears length to hear a prophetic word, you sow into it because you heard it, even though it was for somebody else. If the Lord allow you to be in the place to hear it, that means you can receive it and act upon it also. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Sow your seed into Cash App $ Prophet MD Bryant. Ah, glory. Oh my God, because that's how you receive from God. He says, while the earth remaineth. Okay. Listen. High glory. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. That's how you get it. Amen and amen. Come on now, get it. Okay, so now, Psalms 102. Here we go, Psalms 102. It says, verse 12 and 13, it says, you shall but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations. You shall arise. Say, okay, here we go. You shall arise. Now, this word arise means to come up, come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion. Why? Okay. Why is he coming on the scene? Because. And why is he going to have mercy upon us? Why? Because Zion, first of all, represents us, his children, his body. For the time to favor her. Good morning, Patricia Boone. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Come on now. Someone type, my time is come. Oh, come on now. Type it. Come on now. My time is come. Woo, you better get this right now. Come on now, you better get this. Type, my time is come. Present tense. Come on now, this is present tense. This is, oh, come on now. Woo, my time. Woo, my God. He has released the favor of God, the time and the season of God upon your life so you can receive the power. And oh my God, and the manifestation. God does, he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. The favor of God is already upon you in heaven. Now he's making sure that he comes down and pours it on you in the natural, in the earth. Come on now, someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on now. Woo, my time is. Come on now, prophesy with me. Woo! Come on now. If you watched the broadcast yesterday, you would have learned that when you speak it, the power of death and life is in your mouth. Woo! And your time of favor is come. I declare it. I decree it. I stand in faith connection with you that your time of favor, your time of becoming the employer, woo! Has come. Your time of walking in your own business, your own ministry, walking out of debt. Oh my God, you better get this right now. Oh my God, someone's coming out of debt right now. Oh my God. But your time is come right now. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time, the appointed time, the time that God created and you had nothing to do about is here. Oh my God. See? So now, okay. We got to stop right here, but let me go ahead and just share this. Exodus chapter 12. Yeah, I think we're going to do 12. Okay. Yeah, yeah, we're going to end right here. Exodus chapter 12. Now listen, I'm going to be breaking down why God tells us to come into his presence. Why? I'm going to be breaking that down. Why does he say to come into his presence? Okay. Woo, my God. Exodus chapter 12. Here we go. Look at verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month of Abib, it was also called Nisan, okay, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. So now, just like he said in 2024, your obedience will activate new beginnings. You are in the month of the time and season, your appointed time of new beginnings. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year unto you. In that same chapter, go down to verse 14. And this day shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord. Not the Jews, not to Jerusalem, not to Israel. You shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, and you shall keep it a feast by ordinance or by commandment forever. Woo, my God. Ah, glory, his shot. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. And we got to go one more place, just so that way I can show you the benefits of when you come into his presence. Exodus chapter 23. Then we're going to take up the seed time and harvest, and I'm going to let you out of here. Exodus 23:14. Three times shall you keep a feast unto me, the Lord, in the year, the feast of unleavened bread, which is the feast of Passover, as I commanded you in the time appointed, in the month of Abib, in the feast of harvest, which is also called the feast of Pentecost. Okay, the feast of Pentecost, or the feast of weeks. It was 7 weeks and one day after Passover. It was called the feast of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And in the feast of ingathering, which is also called the feast of tabernacles, which is in the end of the year when you have gathered in your labors out of the field. Three times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord. Okay. Now, here's why. Behold, I send an angel, verse 20, before you to keep you in the way. Please obey him. Don't provoke him. He will not pardon you. But if you shall indeed obey his voice, number one, I'll be an enemy to your enemies. Number two, I'll be an adversary to your adversaries, okay? I'll be an adversary to your adversaries. I apologize for that. I keep forgetting that whenever I do that gesture, that my new camera, which is an AI-operated camera here. Amen. Let me back that off. Amen. So he'll be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. Verse 25, he'll bless your bread. He'll bless your water. Number four. And number five, he will keep sickness away from the midst of you. So when you come into his presence, when you come with a seed in your hand, see, here's the key. He says, do not come empty handed. So when you come sowing a seed. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. Why? Because the kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. All right. So use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. We have a PayPal link on there. And don't forget, you can use my Cash App to sow directly into the hand of the prophet, which is called the Terumah, according to Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. And when you do this, you're activating the blessing of the Lord to rest and remain in your house, because the prophet of the house, me, I declare and speak the blessing of the Lord over your life. Lift your hands. Father, I declare and decree as they sow seed. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they sow the terumah directly into the hand of the prophet, you said that I can speak and declare the blessing to rest and remain in their house. Father, I declare and prophesy. They're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Wherever the soles of their feet shall walk upon, you will give them. And Father, whatever their hands touch, it's blessed. So Father, I speak that the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and you add no sorrow. So Father, right now I declare and decree, it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the Daily Bread this week. Listen, and definitely don't miss our Passover celebration Sunday morning, 7:30. Be blessed.